You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is episode 30 of my Peeping Light podcast. Can you believe it? Episode 30. I've got to 30 episodes. I'm so excited. And I'm genuinely surprised that I pushed through. Okay, not really, because I've been enjoying it from the very beginning. But I pushed through the fear of the comments and the opinions of others. So I am at episode 30. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody that is listening. No matter where you are in the world, welcome and thank you for joining me and spending some time and sharing your time, most importantly, with me. Because time is valuable, and if you've chosen a minute, or if you've chosen to spend 20 minutes or however long, 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours with me, I appreciate you and your contribution to my cause is welcomed, and I am grateful for you. So thank you for listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Welcome to episode 30. I hope you've had a listen to all the other 29 episodes and watched how I've grown and changed and gone from 6 minute clips to 20 minute clips to half an hour clips. So my growth is evidence. It's all on here. I haven't removed anything. I haven't deleted anything. It's all out in the open for you to see how possible it is to go from not knowing to learning slowly, step by step, and just finding understanding as you go along. So this episode is called Don't Be Fooled, and it came to me today because I've noticed that there's a lot of people that appear to be what they are not, and it's not because of anything else, but they believe certain things about themselves, and that's okay. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying the rest of us, don't be fooled, because the only person that we can actually control is ourselves. And everybody that looks like they have everything under control, it's just a look that they have, because we really are just all winging it through life. None of us really know, none of us completely understand. We are all just going with what we have, and some of us have more than others, and some of us know more than others, and some of us understand more than others. And we are all on different levels, and we're all on different levels of understanding. We're all on different levels of where we are in our lives. We've all lived different lives. So when you look at that confident person standing in front of you, delivering themselves, or you know, portraying or delivering a message or showing us, you know, who they are, just remember that what you see is not always who they are, and what you see is not always what you get, because that person may stand there and declare that they can move mountains for you, but ultimately they probably believe that they can, and they most probably can, but at the end of the day, they can move mountains for themselves, and they can teach you how they did it for themselves, and the choice would be yours to move your own mountains. They cannot physically move the mountains for you. So don't be fooled in their confidence, because their confidence pushed them through, and they're using it to pull you through. But at the end of the day, you have to still build up your own confidence in order to succeed and in order to grow, in order to get to where you need to be. So this episode is not only about that. It's about just don't be fooled in general. Allow yourself to see things for what they truly are, and don't let people talk you into believing unrealistic stories or unrealistic or in, I suppose, getting unrealistic expectations out of certain things. At the end of the day, we can all do the best that we can with what we have, and we can take one day at a time, one step at a time, and we can just be our best, and we can do what we can for now with what we have. Don't be so hard on yourself, and don't let other people fool you into think that their lives are perfect, because there is no perfect life. Perfection is, it's a lie. There are no perfect lives. There's no perfect lives. We all have our ups and our downs. It's never going to just be a smooth road from birth till death. This shit's going to go down. It has to. So episode, let's see, here I am. I wrote a post on tamsnomay.com as usual, and before I go into my discussion, I will be right back with my post. So thank you for joining me, and I'll be right back. My Peeping Light podcast discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I've used and the lessons that I've learned along the way. Thank you for listening to My Peeping Light podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I'm so grateful that you're here with me today. Don't Be Fooled, written by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, on tamsnomay.com, where I share all my hopes and dreams and thoughts and lessons and ambitions and basically bear myself and share myself with you so that we can grow together. So visit tamsnomay.com and have a look at what some of the posts that I don't do podcasts on. There's lots of information, and not everything is covered on my Peeping Light podcast. So this is Don't Be Fooled, and I wrote this 5 minutes ago. Here goes. Don't be fooled by the outer confidence of anyone. No matter how great their confidence appears to be, they are still only in control of themselves. And the world can at any point throw anything at them at any time. Nobody knows what the future holds, and even though confidence in oneself is great, always understand that there is no man that can truly say that he or she will never fail in something. It's good to know ourselves and to trust ourselves, but always leave room for trial and error because the world is ever-changing, and our confidence only stands firm in the midst of our ability to adapt as the change occurs. The key is not to lose your confidence, but to gain understanding and allow ourselves room to learn and grow without having an unrealistic expectation of perfection all the time. My admiration is for those that can fall and confidently get up again, not questioning their ability, but understanding their ability instead. Don't think because you fell one time that you can't do it. Instead, be determined to keep trying and find the confidence in your ability to learn, albeit at the expense of appearing to be perfect. The desire to keep pushing is where I feel confidence truly shows. I know I struggle with this, and I write this because I admire those that can try new things and be beginners confidently, never being afraid of shame or embarrassment, but instead are focused on learning and growing themselves with their head held high. They push to learn. Don't be fooled by those that appear to be perfect, because in a world full of imperfection, the only perfection you will find is in the midst of those accepting their imperfections that so many try to hide. Yes, we use filters and makeup, but we also embrace our real true selves, and therein is where perfection lies. In understanding that life will throw imperfections at you, in the attempt to help you see that the perfection of your being is not in how you appear to be, but how you truly are inside at your core, at the essence of your being. That is where perfection lies, and that is what we should all be striving to find. The understanding of who we truly are at our core and not just what we look like at the shore. Don't be fooled. Yep, people, don't be fooled. This is written by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, on tamstame.com, T-A-M-S-T-A-M-E. Have a visit, have a look, and see what else I've written on there. And I'm sure you'll find many, 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 many stories that you would learn from or grow from or just have a little chuckle at. So thank you for listening. I'll be right back with a discussion. Tamsnomay was established by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, in 2017. It began as a means to develop myself into the person I envisioned and to help others do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, my Peeping Light podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamstame brand represents lights in a world full of dark spaces and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, and life experiences. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. So it looks like it's all just one big trick, doesn't it? Because at the end of everything, what do we really believe? What's true and what's not true? Who's real and who's not real? Who's fooling who? It's something that I say regularly to my daughter and to myself, because sometimes it's not the world that's fooling us. Sometimes we're fooling ourselves. And we try to trick ourselves into believing that the thing we're doing is what's good for us, when we know very well that it's not. So who's fooling who, really? I wrote this post today, and I'm doing this episode, this podcast episode, because it's important for us to look at the choices that we make. Look at the people that we look up to. Look at our belief systems. Look at our families. Look at our workspaces. Look at our lives. Look at our daily routines and ask ourselves the question, are we being fooled? It's important to know who we are. It's important for us to stop striving to be something that we're not. Yes, the world wants us to be perfect. Yes, deep down, because of our insecurities, we want to be perfect. We want to have that body, and we want to have that face, and we want to have whatever hair it is in your opinion is perfect. We want to have it. We want to have what we perceive to be perfection. But we're born who we are, and we're given what we have. And the problem is, we're so busy looking for what we are not and trying to be who we are not that we have fooled ourselves into thinking that this is reality. Don't be fooled by the perception of what you see in the media, and don't be fooled by the lives of your friends or the lives of the rich and famous. Don't be fooled, because ultimately, perfection doesn't lie in their lives. They're not perfect. They don't have perfection. Perfection is not found where they are. What did I write? Don't be fooled by those that appear to be perfect, because in a world full of imperfection, the only perfection you will find is in the midst of those accepting their imperfections. So that so many try to hide. We try to hide our imperfections so much, not realizing that those things that we perceive to be imperfections are actually the things that make us who we are. And we forget that perfection lies in the core of our being, the essence of who we are, not the outer appearance of us, because our outer appearance is soon going to be gone. Our outer appearance is not forever. When we die, what are we left with? If you believe in the afterworld, if you believed in afterlife, if you believe in spirit, if you believe in soul, I certainly do. And when I die, I believe that I'm left with the core of who I am, the essence of my being. And that for me is important. So instead of worrying about using filters and makeup, which I do, and I will continue to do, because in order to, I think it's a human thing where we want to feel like we can reach a certain level of perfection. We want to feel like we can be that thing that will be accepted, or that person that will be accepted. I love wearing makeup. It makes my eyes pop. It covers some of the flaws that I have. I have pigmentation from, you know, when I was pregnant, and it never went away. There it is. And hiding that is just something that I do on the odd occasion, very odd occasion, that I wear foundation, because we want to look flawless when we're taking photos. I don't know. We want to look flawless when we're going to weddings, when we're in that evening dress. It's just the picture of perfection that mankind has given and mankind has created. And so, yes, every now and then I myself try to be that person. But our real true selves need to be embraced, you know? Where actual perfection lies. We need to learn to try and understand ourselves more. We need to, how do I say, take each day and spend our time searching for who we are underneath the physical, searching for who we are at our core. Because life is going to continue to throw challenges at you. I mean, I've had a baby, so with baby came stretch marks and pigmentation and, you know, excess weight, and then I lost the weight, but the stretch marks didn't go away and neither did the pigmentation. And that was something that, it was a challenge that life threw at me. I experienced the beauty of creating a life and of, you know, of the miracle of a baby. And, you know, with that came these things. I asked for the baby. I didn't ask for the stretch marks. I didn't ask for the pigmentation, but they came. It was a challenge that life threw at me. It took me a very long time to embrace, but ultimately we have to embrace what comes. And so when we look at people on podiums, you know, talking their talk and walking their walk, and we look at them and we see, wow, I wish I could be that guy. Don't be fooled, because that guy also has challenges. And the only reason that guy is so confident in himself is because he learns himself. He takes the time to learn about himself. And in the dark of the night and in the crack of dawn, you know, when the sun is rising, those people are investing in themselves. They are learning about themselves. They want to know who they are at their core, at their essence, at the very center of their being. They want to know what makes them tick, what they're afraid of, what they fear, what makes them happy, they take the time. So don't be fooled into looking at them and thinking, oh, it's so easy. Yes, when they tell you their story, it makes it seem so easy. But they're not telling you about the sleepless nights and the tears and the time and the sacrifices that they had to make in order to get to where they are. When I tell you about my story, I tell you about the story that comes to me, but I can never ever truly explain the pain or the bitter tears that I've cried and the trauma that I've experienced and the struggle that it's taken for me to get to where I am. And I'm not even at a place that I feel is completely healed. I feel like healing has become my lifestyle because of the depth of the pain and the trauma that I've lived and that I've experienced. Forever, for as long as I live, I want to heal. I want to continue to heal, and I want to continue to peel onion layers, and I want to continue to learn how to be a better person. So when you see me all dressed up, happy, smiling, and appearing to be, I'd say in inverted commas, perfect, don't be fooled by that, because that is not who I truly am inside. Who I truly am inside is somebody that fights to overcome darkness, somebody that has been through a lot of trauma, somebody that continuously on a daily basis pushes and learns and tries everything to understand and to resolve issues and to overcome pain and to face fears, and somebody that's not even close to getting to where I want to be for myself. So when you see me, if you see me in pictures walking by and you see me looking a mess, don't be fooled. Those are the days that I'm not really a mess. Me looking a mess is just me being comfortable and not having the time to put a face on, to do my hair. It's just, I'm running to the shop quickly. And yes, I look a mess, but I don't care because I am who I am. And I just need a loaf of bread. So I've learned never to judge anybody by their appearance. Their outer shell is nothing to me anymore. It used to be everything to me. I used to want to be certain people, want to look like certain people, want to dress like certain people. But I was fooled because those people, especially the ones that I knew personally, the ones in my life, were not who I thought they were. Their outer appearance was a lie, and their inner core was dark. But I didn't see that because all I saw was a suit or a fancy car or, you know, a big house, penthouse apartments in fancy areas. And these people appear to be together. Well, not all of them. A lot of people, I'm going to say a lot of people that appear to be together, put together, are actually not. Because I guarantee you most of the time when I feel like death, those are the days that I get myself together, I put myself together, and I make an effort, because there's no way that I'm walking out of the door feeling or looking like what I feel like. So I've noticed within myself, and I've noticed within my friends, and I've noticed within people that I've encountered, that the more they need to hide, the more they cover up. So when I feel really crappy, I put on a full face of makeup. When I feel insecure, I put on the outer appearance of security so that I can feel better about myself and I can give myself the illusion of security, and it gets me through the day. Because when I give myself the illusion of outer, I suppose, perfection or outer security, the insecurities that I have inside of me somewhat, they don't disappear, but they are camouflaged. They're camouflaged. So don't be fooled. That's why I wrote this. Just don't be fooled. There's always something underneath an outer appearance. Don't be fooled by the cover of a book, because what the cover says, the book might be, you know, the cover might look shitty, but the book might be amazing. Or the cover might be amazing and the book might be shitty. Don't be fooled by the cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. And the same with people. Don't be fooled by their outer appearance, because what's inside may not be reflected by what's outside. Sometimes our outer shell doesn't reflect our inner ability, our inner light, our inner darkness, our inner struggles. It doesn't reflect anything. So don't be fooled. Take the information that people have, and, you know, if somebody is sharing their story and they're sharing encouragement with you, understand that that's their story. And they're sharing with you because they want you to understand that you too can find that within yourself. But under no circumstances can you ride on their success, because you cannot. You have to go within yourself. You have to find your own confidence. You have to heal your own wounds. You have to do your own work in order to become anything that even remotely looks like what those people that have done years and years and years of work look like. Some people, everybody wants the easy way out. We want to have everything, but we don't want to do the work. We want to be happy, but we don't want to do the work that it takes to heal the things that are making us unhappy. We want to be that person on the stage or on TV or, you know, in that big mansion, but we don't want to do the work that it takes to get there. Because confidence isn't something that is just going to happen overnight. Confidence is an everyday routine. Confidence is you believing in yourself every day. Confidence is you affirming yourself every day. Confidence is you spending time with yourself every day. Confidence is you understanding your fears and knowing your fears and understanding just the way you think and who you are and knowing your triggers. Confidence is information and knowing how to handle that information and taking time every day to work on something that needs to be worked on and to heal something that needs to be healed. Confidence is learning about other people's experiences and using that in your own life in order to help yourself. But at the end of the day is you're taking their information and you're helping yourself. You still have to do the work. They can only tell you a story. They can only give you the steps. They can only say, okay, do A, B, and C. But you still have to physically go and do A, B, and C. And you have to do it wholeheartedly. And you have to do it like you want to do it. Don't be fooled when you think that everything is going good and that it's never going to change. Because life is ever changing. What goes up must come down. Your life is going to be a mixture of ups and downs. It's going to be happiness and sadness. It's going to be joy and grief. And the deeper understanding that we have of ourselves and our beings will enable us to handle the good times and the bad times. And when the bad times come, that understanding that we have of ourselves, those roots that we've put into ourselves of peace, of love, of joy, of, you know, that solid foundation that we have built for our lives, that foundation is going to be the thing that holds you together when it appears that life is falling apart. Because no life is going to just be a big ray of sunshine. It's not going to happen. It has to rain. It has to be cold. There's a circle of life, cycles and circles, and just don't find yourself stuck in a loop of negativity. Don't find yourself stuck in a situation where you've been fooled by the appearance of somebody and they've pulled you into their cycle of darkness, cycle of lies, cycle of pain. People have the ability to suck you onto, to suck you into their pain, to put you on their roller coaster ride of life when your life has its own roller coaster. Go jump on your own roller coaster. Why are you riding someone else's roller coaster? Get off and go and find your own roller coaster of excitement, of information of life. Don't be fooled by the appearance of others. Don't be fooled by the appearance of perfection. Because perfection is found in the imperfections. And that's unfortunately the truth of it all. No matter what you do and no matter what you say, the understanding of who we truly are at our core and not just what we look like on the outside is what actually matters. So when you watch TV, don't be fooled. When you listen to motivational speakers, don't be fooled. You can't be that person unless you do the work. When you go to work and you see your boss and your CEO or your manager or whoever, don't be fooled. They too have their struggles, just like you. The difference is that they've done a little bit more work, and the chances are that they have just as many issues underneath that you do. Take the time to focus on you. Take the time to understand you. And that's the way that you will make it through all the challenges that life throws at you. Don't be fooled. This is my Peeping Light podcast, and my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. Thank you for listening. And remember, guys, don't be fooled. Turn your blinkers on. Put the lights on. Shine your light on the problems. Shine your light on the situation. Look at things properly. Don't just believe what you see. Look at the inside, not the outside. Read the book. Don't just look at the cover. Okay, so that's today's episode. Episode 30, My Peeping Light Podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. And I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know how you feel. Make a comment on the blog post on Tamstermay or send me an email on tamstermay@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. You are loved. You are cherished. You are amazing. Love and light. Ciao.
You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.